Sport for disabled athletes has existed for over 100 years, and the first sports clubs for the deaf already existed in 1888 in Berlin. After the Second World War, traditional methods of rehabilitation could not meet the medical and psychological needs of many soldiers and civilians with disabilities. At the request of the British government, Dr. Ludwig Gutmann founded the National Center for Spinal Cord Injury in 1944 at Stoke Mandeville Hospital in Great Britain. Gutmann introduced sport as a leisure activity and as a tool to aid treatment and rehabilitation. The Stoke Mandeville Games were born on July 28, 1948, the day of the inauguration of the London Olympic Games. Dr. Gutmann organized the first competition for wheelchair athletes, whom he named the Stoke Mandeville Games, a milestone in Paralympic history. They involved 16 military and a woman wounded who took part in archery. In 1952, Dutch veterans joined the movement and the International Stoke Mandeville Games were founded. In 1960, for the first time, the International Games of Stoke Mandeville took place in the same country and the same city as the Olympic Games, that is to say in Rome. They went down in history as the first Paralympic Games with 400 athletes from 23 countries. The first Paralympic Winter Games were held in 1976 in Örnsköldsvik, Sweden. The term Paralympic, referring to parallel, from the Greek preposition para and Olympic, illustrates how the two movements coexist. Paralympic has been the official term for the Games since 1988. Also in 1960, under the aegis of the World Federation of Veterans, an international working group on sport for the disabled was created to study the problems of sport for the disabled. This led to the creation in 1964 of the International Sports Organization for the Disabled, ISSOD, which provided opportunities for athletes who could not join the International Stoke Mandeville Games, visually impaired, amputees, people with cerebral palsy and paraplegics. Finally, on September 22, 1989, the International Paralympic Committee was founded as an international non-profit organization in Düsseldorf, Germany, to act as the global governing body of the Paralympic movement. Forming and run by 170 National Paralympic Committees, NPCs, International Federations for Specific Disability of Disabled Persons, Organizations International Sports for the Disabled, or IOSD, and sports and regional organizations. The current IPC symbol, logo, was created in 2003. It is a moving symbol, composed of three agitos, which means I move in Latin, surrounding a central point to underline the role IPC to bring together athletes from all over the world and allow them to participate in competitions, but also to illustrate the fact that Paralympic athletes constantly inspire and stimulate the world with their performances. The fact that they always go ahead and never give up. The new Paralympic symbol consists of three elements, in red, blue and green, the three colors most represented in national flags of the world. The IPC's headquarters have been in Bonn, the former capital of Germany, since 2003. The IPC consists of the General Assembly, the Board of Directors, the Management Team and several permanent councils and committees. The Paralympic movement is based on the following four values: courage, determination, inspiration, and equality. These values also emphasize the athletes, their talents, and their exploits, so that they play a role of model to transmit the vision and the aspirations. Athletes and the Paralympic Games are at the heart of the movement. Their incredible performances and stories teach the values of acceptance and appreciation to people with disabilities. The Paralympic movement establishes a bridge between sport and social conscience. Thus contributing to the development of a more equitable, respectful society and offering equal opportunities to all individuals.